Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
28 to 11, and let's see what's happening on the pace with Harness Racing from Harness Racing New South Wales. Good morning, Amanda Rando.
Good morning. There was plenty happening on the pace yesterday at Riverina Paceway in Wagga. The Alabar Breeders Challenge Series for 2019 wrapped up with four Group 2 regional finals, and what racing we had there yesterday. It was some great results. In the first, the two-year-old Phillies regional final, we saw James Rattray train and drive that winner with Operative Anna. She was very impressive winning her heat at Penrith after being headed in the home straight, and then she fought back to win that. And yesterday, she certainly took a lot out of that experience, leading all the way, rating 156.8, and to do it by more than 6 metres, beating her rival. So that was very impressive for that little filly by Rock and Roll Heaven. And the big day continued for James Rattray as he took out the two-year-old Colts and Geldings regional final as well with Jim RT. This two-year-old Cozzy, he's a very smart type. He got there by a neck. St. Emilion was right on his back there. But Jim RT hung on to take out the Group 2 race. He's a sports rider gelding. He's now won four in a row for James Rattray. And yesterday was definitely the shortest, narrowest margin he's won by, because his three previous wins were huge margins. So he's a horse to keep an eye on in the future. He rated 155 flat to take out that feat to race. So very exciting there. He was the favourite as well. In the three-year-old regional fillies final, it went to local filly Western Secret. She's trained by Trevor White, and she certainly rose to prominence in the major Breeders' Challenge series, finishing second in the semi-final and then midfield in the final. But she was just too quick for them yesterday. They rated 154 flat. Final two quarters in 27.8 and 28.1, and she was just too slick for She's a Malteser. She won by 7 metres and gave Cameron Hart another group victory to his name. Cameron is from Junee, so it was a relatively local win for him, and he's been in Sydney for a bit over a year now, and is definitely the top junior driver currently in New South Wales. So that was a very popular win yesterday, Cozzy. And then the final Breeders' Challenge regional final for the three-year-old Colts and Geldings was taken out by Rainy Pepper, who caused a slight upset. He had starting odds of $3.90, beating Game Set Major by 2 metres, who was the favourite. And Raining Pepper just had the right run behind the leader, used that sprint lane and got the cash with Amanda Turnbull on board. That one is trained by Wayne Potter, and he rated 152.9. So the track was certainly in fine form, and that was a very strong field to beat. So this horse, Raining Pepper, has certainly been on the improve. He's the son of a Rock and Roll Dance, who's a progressive stallion as well. But yeah, it was another very popular win. So that wrapped up yesterday at Wagga. Outside of the main races there, Blake Jones and Kim Hillier combined for a double at Big Odds 2. They won with Philandra at $26. And then Blake also won with Kingfisher at $9, both very good odds. So it was a great day of racing, good crowd on hand as well. And it was a great weekend of racing as well, Cozzy, leading into that day at Wagga on Sunday. We had racing at Bankstown on Friday night and Parks as well. Small meeting at Bankstown, but we saw Joshy Gallagher land another winner. So now he's just sitting on 99 wins in his career. So he's one win away from cracking that century, and I'm sure he'll get there within the week because he's a very talented young driver. Then on Saturday, we had racing up at Newcastle Saturday night, and Chris Geary was back in town, landed four winners and at some decent odds as well. Chris has spent quite a few months up in Queensland driving up there, but he was back on deck in New South Wales on Saturday night, landed the first win of the night with Tinted Lass for Roy Roots Jr., and then bounced back to win with Blue Blazer for Clayton Harmy. That horse was at starting odds of $7.50, but that wasn't the longest price winner Chris drove home on the night. He then came out and won with Yaya's Hot Heart Another one for Roy Rich Jr. paid $21. And then his fourth winner on the night was with the favourite, Mr. Finnegan, in race 8 for Mark Jones and Aaron Goadsby. So he was the favourite there. So good to see Chris back in town. Back at Menangle that night, driving honours went to Toddy McCarthy and Davey Morris, who both brought up a double. And we also saw the return of Tough Monarch to New South Wales, who won the Trotters race, and he won in very slick time. He rated 153.7, was a very strong trot field, and he certainly has improved since his stint up in Queensland there with Ricky Ulchin. And Courts in Session won the Group 3 race as well. He's just been so consistent, this pacer, and won by a head. They went 150.8. But he had to do it tough, like he usually does. But he got there at the right on the line. It was this horse. I don't think he's finished worse than second this whole season, Cozzy. He's just been. I know he finished fifth four starts back. But outside of that, he hasn't missed a first or second placing this whole time. And it's just a remarkable effort. And Saturday night's win pushed his earnings for this season over $100,000 and his career earnings over $200,000. So it was quite a special win as well. Sunday, we recapped Sunday with those great finals at Wagga. And looking forward to this week, as for feature racing, it's sort of more looking into Victoria now, which we've got the heats of the Breeders' Crown kicking off, and a few New South Wales people will be going down with their horses there. Definitely at Shepparton on Wednesday night. We have a couple of New South Wales horses going around there in those heats. Brad Hewitt's taking down Rockin' with Elvis for the two-year-old Colts and Geldings Breeders' Crown. And then we also have Ricky Ulchin's taking Crunch Time, and Steve Turnbull has St. Emilion, who we saw finish second yesterday. So a couple of horses to look out for there. And we also... the following day, there's the three-year-old heats as well, so I'm sure we'll see more New South Wales horses when those fields are out. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. And those finals are at the end of this month, Cozzy. So with harness racing, it never stops. There's always something. I don't know how our trainers and drivers all keep up, but we'll try and deliver the listeners the latest news on what's coming up.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We look forward to catching up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it as well. Thanks, Cozzy.
Amanda Rando on the pace. We'll go Greyhounds in a moment. 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.